Officials in the US administration are under pressure to reveal evidence that led them to claim the Syrian military is preparing a chemical weapons attack. The State Department spokesperson refused to be drawn when she was quizzed about the allegations by reporters.
Do you guys have any evidence to share with us about this potential preparation for the use of chemical weapons? Because that wasn't actually laid out.
Right. And nor would that be laid out, because that would be considered an intelligence matter.
When you guys believe that it's in your interests, you do put out what you say is evidence or proof of things that involve intelligence.
I'm not going to get into that one with you, but this is a very serious and grave matter.
Any attacks on the Syrian people, you know, will be blamed, you know, on the Assad and the Russians.
Okay.
Why not find out? This is obviously a complex war with a
right.
number of actors,
yeah, you're right.
including ISIS. It seemed like a rather unnuanced comment. Wouldn't you find out who exactly, you know, was responsible?
In any case, France and the UK have pledged to support an American attack on Syrian government forces, despite the lack of evidence. Next, then, RT's Murad Gazdiev looks at why Washington seems to be putting punishment before due process.
Bashar al-Assad has one really bad habit, and that habit is, and he only does this when he's winning, he ruins everything by doing something really stupid for no reason at all. Like launching a chemical attack on an inconsequential village in the middle of nowhere. We're going by Washington's narrative here, by the way. Take Assad's army now. They're crushing Islamic State, liberating vast swaths of Syria. And out of the blue comes this.
The United States has identified potential preparations for another chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime.